Measle. MOM classification, XXX. The measle was originally bred in Britain, though it is now exported worldwide. A small cat-like creature with flecked, speckled, or spotted fur, outsized ears, and a tail like a lion's, the measle is intelligent, independent, and occasionally aggressive. Though if it takes a liking to a witch or wizard, it makes an excellent pet. The measle has an uncanny ability to detect unsavory or suspicious characters, and can be relied upon to guide its owners safely home if they are lost. Measles have up to 8 kittens in a litter, and can interbreed with cats. Licenses are required for ownership, as, like Crufts and Whoopers, measles are sufficiently unusual in appearance to attract Muggle interest. Leprechaun, sometimes known as Chloricorn. MOM classification, XXX. More intelligent than the fairy and less malicious than the imp, the pixie, or the doxy, the leprechaun is nevertheless mischievous. Found only in Ireland, it achieves a height of up to 6 inches and is green in color. It has been known to create crude clothing from leaves. Alone of the little people, leprechauns can speak, though they have never requested reclassification as beings. The leprechaun bears live young and lives mostly in forest and woodland areas, though it enjoys attracting Muggle attention and as a consequence features almost as heavily as the fairy in Muggle literature for children. Leprechauns produce a realistic gold-like substance that vanishes after a few hours, to their great amusement. Handwritten note, but not mine. R.W. Leprechauns eat leaves, and despite their reputation as pranksters, are not known ever to have done lasting damage to a human. Lethifold, also known as Living Shroud. MOM classification, XXXXX. The lethifold is a mercifully rare creature, found solely in tropical climates. It resembles a black cloak, perhaps half an inch thick, thicker if it has recently killed and digested a victim, which glides along the ground at night. The earliest account we have of a lethifold was written by the wizard Flavius Belby, who was fortunate enough to survive a lethifold attack in 1782 while holidaying in Papua New Guinea. Near 1 o'clock in the morning, as I began at last to feel drowsy, I heard a soft rustling close by. Believing it to be nothing more than the leaves of the tree outside, I turned over in bed, with my back to the window, and caught sight of what appeared to be a shapeless black shadow sliding underneath my bedroom door. I lay motionless, trying sleepily to divine what was causing such a shadow in a room lit only by moonlight. Undoubtedly, my stillness led the lethifold to believe that its potential victim was sleeping. To my horror, the shadow began to creep up the bed, and I felt its slight weight upon me. It resembled nothing so much as a rippling black cape, the edges fluttering slightly as it slithered up the bed towards me. Paralyzed with fear, I felt its clammy touch upon my chin before I sat bolt upright. The thing attempted to smother me, sliding inexorably up my face, over my mouth and nostrils. But still I struggled, feeling it wrapping its coldness about me all the while. Unable to cry for assistance, I groped for my wand. Now dizzy as the thing sealed itself about my face, incapable of drawing breath, I concentrated with all my might upon the stupefying charm, and then, as that failed to subdue the creature, though blasting a hole in my bedroom door, upon the impediment hex, which likewise availed me not. Still struggling madly, I rolled sideways and fell heavily to the floor, now entirely wrapped in the lethifold. I knew that I was about to lose consciousness completely as I suffocated. Desperately, I mustered up my last reserve of energy, pointing my wand away from myself into the deadly folds of the creature, summoning the memory of the day I had been voted president of the local Gobstones Club. I performed the Patronus charm. Almost at once I felt fresh air upon my face. I looked up to see that deathly shadow being thrown into the air upon the horns of my Patronus. It flew across the room and slithered swiftly out of sight. As Belby so dramatically reveals, the Patronus is the only spell known to repel the Letherfold. Since it generally attacks the sleeping, though, its victims rarely have a chance to use any magic against it. Once its prey has been successfully suffocated, the Letherfold digests its food there and then in their bed. It then exits the house slightly thicker and fatter than before, leaving no trace of itself or its victim behind. Footnote. The number of Letherfold victims is almost impossible to calculate, since it leaves no clues to its presence behind it. Easier to calculate is the number of wizards who have, for their own unscrupulous purposes, pretended to have been killed by Letherfolds. The most recent instance of such duplicity occurred in 1973, when the wizard Janus Thickey vanished, leaving only a hastily written note on the bedside table reading, "Oh no, a Letherfold's got me. I'm suffocating." Convinced by the spotless and empty bed that such a creature had indeed killed Janus, his wife and children entered a period of strict mourning, which was rudely interrupted when Janus was discovered living 5 miles away with the landlady of the Green Dragon. End of footnote. Lobalug. MOM classification XXX. The Lobalug is found at the bottom of the North Sea. It is a simple creature, 10 inches long, comprising a rubbery spout and a venom sac. When threatened, the Lobalug contracts its venom sac, blasting the attacker with poison. Merpeople use the Lobalug as a weapon, and wizards have been known to extract its poison for use in potions, though this practice is strictly controlled. Mackled Malaclaw, MOM classification XXX. The Malaclaw is a land-dwelling creature found mostly on rocky coastlines around Europe. Despite its passing resemblance to the lobster, it should on no account be eaten, as its flesh is unfit for human consumption, and will result in a high fever and an unsightly greenish rash. The Malaclaw can reach a length of 12 inches, and is light gray with deep green spots. It eats small crustaceans, and will attempt to tackle larger prey. The Malaclaw's bite has the unusual side effect of making the victim highly unlucky for a period of up to a week after the injury. If you are bitten by a Malaclaw, all bets, wagers, and speculative ventures should be cancelled, as they are sure to go against the victim. Manticore. MOM classification XXXXX. The manticore is a highly dangerous Greek beast, with the head of a man, the body of a lion, and the tail of a scorpion. As dangerous as the chimera, and as rare, the manticore is reputed to croon softly as it devours its prey. Manticore skin repels almost all known charms, and the sting causes instant death. Merpeople, also known as sirens, selkies, merrows. MOM classification XXXX. Footnote. See classification footnote for centaur. End of footnote. Merpeople exist throughout the world, though they vary in appearance almost as much as humans. Their habits and customs remain as mysterious as those of the centaur, though those wizards who have mastered the language of Mirmish speak of highly organized communities varying in size according to habitat, and some have elaborately constructed dwellings. Like the centaurs, the merpeople have declined being status in favor of a beast classification. See introduction. The oldest recorded merpeople were known as sirens, Greece, and it is in warmer waters that we find the beautiful mermaids so frequently depicted in Muggle literature and painting. The Selkies of Scotland and the Merrows of Ireland are less beautiful crossed out, handwritten note, ugly. But they share that love of music which is common to all merpeople. Moke, M-O-M classification, XXX. The moke is a silver-green lizard reaching up to 10 inches in length, and is found throughout Britain and Ireland. It has the ability to shrink at will, and has consequently never been noticed by Muggles. Moke's skin is highly prized among wizards for use as money bags and purses, as the scaly material will contract at the approach of a stranger, just as its owner did. Moke skin money bags are therefore very difficult for thieves to locate. Mooncalf, M-O-M classification, XX. The mooncalf is an intensely shy creature that emerges from its burrow only at the full moon. Its body is smooth and pale gray. It has bulging round eyes on top of its head, and 4 spindly legs with enormous flat feet. Mooncalves perform complicated dances on their hind legs in isolated areas in the moonlight. These are believed to be a prelude to mating, and often leave intricate geometric patterns behind in wheat fields, to the great puzzlement of Muggles. Watching mooncalves dance by moonlight is a fascinating experience, and often profitable, for if their silvery dung is collected before the sun rises and spread upon magical herb and flower beds, the plants will grow very fast and become extremely strong. Mooncalves are found worldwide. Mertlap, M-O-M classification, XXX. The mertlap is a rat-like creature found in coastal areas of Britain. It has a growth upon its back resembling a sea anemone. When pickled and eaten, these mertlap growths promote resistance to curses and jinxes, though an overdose may cause unsightly purple ear hair. Mertlaps eat crustaceans and the feet of anyone foolish enough to step on them. Niffler, M-O-M classification, XXX. The niffler is a British beast. Fluffy, black, and long-snouted, this burrowing creature has a predilection for anything glittery. Nifflers are often kept by goblins to burrow deep into the earth for treasure. Though the niffler is gentle and even affectionate, it can be destructive to belongings and should never be kept in a house. Nifflers live in lairs up to 20 feet below the surface and produce 6 to 8 young in a litter. Nogtail, M-O-M classification, XXX. Nogtails are demons found in rural areas right across Europe, Russia, and America. They resemble stunted piglets with long legs, thick, stubby tails, and narrow black eyes. The nogtail will creep into a sty and suckle an ordinary sow alongside her own young. The longer the nogtail is left undetected, and the bigger it grows, the longer the blight on the farm into which it has entered. The nogtail is exceptionally fast and difficult to catch, though if chased beyond the boundaries of a farm by a pure white dog, it will never return. The Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures, Pest Subdivision, keeps 12 albino bloodhounds for this purpose. None do. MOM classification XXXXX. This East African beast is arguably the most dangerous in the world. A gigantic leopard that moves silently despite its size, and whose breath causes disease virulent enough to eliminate entire villages, it has never yet been subdued by fewer than 100 skilled wizards working together. Akami, MOM classification XXXX. The Akami is found in the Far East and India. A plumed, two-legged winged creature with a serpentine body, the Akami may reach a length of 15 feet. It feeds mainly on rats and birds, though has been known to carry off monkeys. The Akami is aggressive to all who approach it, particularly in defense of its eggs, whose shells are made of the purest, softest silver. Phoenix, MOM classification XXXX. Footnote. The phoenix gains an XXXX rating not because it is aggressive, but because very few wizards have ever succeeded in domesticating it. End of footnote. The phoenix is a magnificent swan-sized scarlet bird with a long golden tail, beak, and talons. It nests on mountain peaks and is found in Egypt, India, and China. The phoenix lives to an immense age, as it can regenerate, bursting into flames when its body begins to fail and rising again from the ashes as a chick. The phoenix is a gentle creature that has never been known to kill, and eats only herbs. Like the diracol, see page 9, it can disappear and reappear at will. Phoenix song is magical. It is reputed to increase the courage of the pure of heart, and to strike fear into the hearts of the impure. Phoenix tears have powerful healing properties. Pixie, MOM classification XXX. Handwritten note. But XXXXXXX if you're Lockhart. The pixie is mostly found in Cornwall, England. Electric blue in color, up to 8 inches in height, and very mischievous, the pixie delights in tricks and practical jokes of all descriptions. Although wingless, it can fly, and has been known to seize unwary humans by the ears and deposit them at the tops of tall trees and buildings. Pixies produce a high-pitched jabbering intelligible only to other pixies. They bear live young. Plimpy, MOM classification XXX. The plimpy is a spherical mottled fish distinguished by its two long legs ending in webbed feet. It inhabits deep lakes, where it will prowl the bottom in search of food, preferring water snails. The plimpy is not particularly dangerous, though it will nibble the feet and clothing of swimmers. It is considered a pest by merpeople, who deal with it by tying its rubbery legs in a knot. The plimpy then drifts away, unable to steer, and cannot return until it has untied itself, which may take hours. Pogrebin, MOM classification XXX. The Pogrebin is a Russian demon, barely a foot tall, with a hairy body, but a smooth, oversized gray head. When crouching, the Pogrebin resembles a shiny, round rock. Pogrebins are attracted to humans, and enjoy tailing them, staying in their shadow and crouching quickly should the shadow's owner turn around. If a Pogrebin is allowed to tail a human for many hours, a sense of great futility will overcome its prey, who will eventually fall into a state of lethargy and despair. When the victim stops walking and sinks to their knees to weep at the pointlessness of it all, the Pogrebin will leap upon them and attempt to devour them. However, it is easy to repulse the Pogrebin with simple hexes or stupefying charms. Kicking has also been found effective. Porlock, MOM classification XX. The Porlock is a horse guardian found in Dorset, England, and in southern Ireland. Covered in shaggy fur, it has a large quantity of rough hair on its head, and an exceptionally large nose. It walks on two cloven feet. The arms are small and end in four stubby fingers. Fully grown Porlocks are around 2 feet high and feed on grass. The Porlock is shy and lives to guard horses. It may be found curled in the straw of stables or else sheltering in the midst of the herd it protects. Porlocks mistrust humans and always hide at their approach. Puffskein. Handwritten note. I had one of them once.
What happened to it?
Fred used it for bludger practice. MOM classification XX. The puffskein is found worldwide, spherical in shape and covered in soft custard-colored fur. It is a docile creature that has no objection to being cuddled or thrown about. Easy to care for, it emits a low humming noise when contented. From time to time, a very long, thin, pink tongue will emerge from the depths of the puffskein and snake through the house searching for food. The puffskein is a scavenger that will eat anything from leftovers to spiders, but it has a particular preference for sticking its tongue up the nose of sleeping wizards and eating their bogies. This tendency has made the puffskein much beloved by wizarding children for many generations, and it remains a highly popular wizarding pet. Quintuped, also known as Harry McBoon. MOM classification XXXXX. The quintuped is a highly dangerous carnivorous beast with a particular taste for humans. Its low-slung body is covered with thick, reddish-brown hair, as are its five legs, each of which ends in a clubfoot. The quintuped is found only upon the Isle of Drear, off the northernmost tip of Scotland. Drear has been made unplottable for this reason. Legend has it that the Isle of Drear was once populated by two wizarding families, the MacLiverts and the MacBoons. A drunken wizarding duel between Dugald, chief of the clan MacLivert, and Quintius, head of the clan MacBoon, is supposed to have led to the death of Dugald. In retaliation, so the story has it, a gang of MacLiverts surrounded the MacBoon dwellings one night and transfigured each and every MacBoon into a monstrous five-legged creature. The MacLiverts realized too late that the transfigured MacBoons were infinitely more dangerous in this state. The MacBoons had the reputation for great ineptitude at magic. Moreover, the MacBoons resisted every attempt to turn them back into human form. The monsters killed every last one of the MacLiverts, until no human remained on the island. It was only then that the MacBoon monsters realized that in the absence of anyone to wield a wand, they would be forced to remain as they were forevermore. Whether this tale is true or not will never be known. Certainly there are no surviving MacLiverts or MacBoons to tell us what happened to their ancestors. The quintupeds cannot talk, and have strenuously resisted every attempt by the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures to capture a specimen and try to untransfigure it. So we must assume that if they are indeed, as their nickname suggests, Harry McBoons, they are quite happy to live out their days as beasts. Remora, MOM classification XX. The remora is a silver fish found in the Indian Ocean. Powerfully magical, it can anchor ships and is a guardian of seafarers. The remora is highly valued by the International Confederation of Wizards. which has set many laws in place to protect the remora from wizard poachers. Red Cap. MOM classification XXX. These dwarf-like creatures live in holes on old battlegrounds or wherever human blood has been spilled. Although easily repelled by charms and hexes, they are very dangerous to solitary muggles, whom they will attempt to bludgeon to death on dark nights. Red caps are most prevalent in Northern Europe. Ream, MOM classification XXXX. Extremely rare giant oxen with golden hides, the Ream are found both in the wilds of North America and the Far East. Ream blood gives the drinker immense strength, though the difficulty in procuring it means that supplies are negligible and rarely for sale on the open market. Rune Spoor, MOM classification XXXX. The rune spoor originated in the small African country of Burkina Faso. A three-headed serpent, the rune spoor commonly reaches a length of 6 or 7 feet. Livid orange with black stripes, the rune spoor is only too easy to spot. So the Ministry of Magic in Burkina Faso has designated certain forests unplottable for the rune spoor's sole use. The rune spoor, though not in itself a particularly vicious beast, was once a favorite pet of dark wizards, no doubt because of its striking and intimidating appearance. It is to the writings of parcel mouths, who have kept and conversed with these serpents, that we owe our understanding of their curious habits. It transpires from their records that each of the Runespoor's heads serves a different purpose. The left head, as seen by the wizard facing the Runespoor, is the planner. It decides where the Runespoor is to go and what it is to do next. The middle head is the dreamer. Runespoors may remain stationary for days at a time, lost in glorious visions and imaginings. The right head is the critic, and will evaluate the efforts of the left and middle heads with a continual irritable hissing. The right head's fangs are extremely venomous. The rune spoor rarely reaches a great age, as the heads tend to attack each other. It is common to see a rune spoor with the right head missing, the other two heads having banded together to bite it off. The rune spoor produces eggs through its mouths, the only known magical beast to do so. These eggs are of immense value in the production of potions to stimulate mental agility. A black market in Runespoor eggs and in the serpents themselves has flourished for several centuries. Salamander, MOM classification XXX. The salamander is a small, fire-dwelling lizard that feeds on flame. Brilliant white, it appears blue or scarlet, depending upon the heat of the fire in which it makes its appearance. Salamanders can survive up to 6 hours outside a fire if regularly fed pepper. They will live only as long as the fire from which they sprang burns. Salamander blood has powerful curative and restorative properties. Sea serpent, MOM classification XXX. Sea serpents are found in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Mediterranean seas. Though alarming in appearance, sea serpents are not known ever to have killed any human, despite hysterical muggle accounts of their ferocious behavior. Reaching lengths of up to 100 feet, the sea serpent has a horse-like head and a long, snake-like body that rises in humps out of the sea. Shrake, MOM classification XXX. A fish covered entirely in spines and found in the Atlantic Ocean. The first shoal of shrake is believed to have been created as a revenge against Muggle fisherfolk who had insulted a team of sailing wizards in the early 1800s. From that day on, any Muggles fishing in that particular patch of sea have found their nets come up ripped and empty, owing to the shrakes swimming deep below. Snidget, MOM classification XXXX. Footnote. The golden snidget gains an XXXX rating not because it is dangerous, but because severe penalties are attached to its capture or injury. End of footnote. The golden snidget is an extremely rare, protected species of bird, completely round with a very long, thin beak and glistening, jewel-like red eyes. The golden snidget is an extremely fast flyer that can change direction with uncanny speed and skill, owing to the rotational joints of its wings. The golden snidget's feathers and eyes are so highly prized that it was at one time in danger of being hunted to extinction by wizards. The danger was recognized in time, and the species protected, the most notable factor being the substitution of the golden snitch for the snidget in the game of Quidditch. Footnote. Anyone interested in the role played by the golden snidget in the development of the game of Quidditch is advised to consult Quidditch Through the Ages by Kenilworthy Wisp, Wiz Hard Books, 1952. End of footnote. Snidget sanctuaries exist worldwide. Sphinx, MOM classification XXXX. The Egyptian sphinx has a human head on a lion's body. For over 1,000 years it has been used by witches and wizards to guard valuables and secret hideaways. Highly intelligent, the sphinx delights in puzzles and riddles. It is usually dangerous only when what it is guarding is threatened. Streeler, MOM classification XXX. The streeler is a giant snail that changes color on an hourly basis and deposits behind it a trail so venomous that it shrivels and burns all vegetation over which it passes. The streeler is native to several African countries, though it has been successfully raised by wizards in Europe, Asia, and the Americas. It is kept as a pet by those who enjoy its kaleidoscopic color changes, and its venom is one of the few substances known to kill horklumps. Tebow, MOM classification XXXX. The Tebow is an ash-colored warthog found in Congo and Zaire. It has the power of invisibility, making it difficult to evade or catch, and is very dangerous. Tebow hide is highly prized by wizards for protective shields and clothing. Troll, MOM classification XXXX. Handwritten note. My name is Gregory Goyle, and I smell. The troll is a fearsome creature up to 12 feet tall and weighing over a ton. Notable for its equally prodigious strength and stupidity, the troll is often violent and unpredictable. Trolls originated in Scandinavia, but these days they may be found in Britain, Ireland, and other areas of Northern Europe. Trolls generally converse in grunts that appear to constitute a crude language, though some have been known to understand and even to speak a few simple human words. The more intelligent of the species have been trained as guardians. There are 3 types of troll: mountain, forest, and river. The mountain troll is the largest and most vicious. It is bald, with a pale gray skin. The forest troll has a pale green skin, and some specimens have hair, which is green or brown, thin and straggly. The river troll has short horns and may be hairy. It has a purplish skin and is often found lurking beneath bridges. Trolls eat raw flesh and are not fussy in their prey, which ranges from wild animals to humans. Unicorn, MOM classification XXXX. Footnote. See footnote on centaur classification. End of footnote. The unicorn is a beautiful beast, found throughout the forests of northern Europe. It is a pure white horned horse when fully grown, though the foals are initially golden and turn silver before achieving maturity. The unicorn's horn, blood, and hair all have highly magical properties. Footnote. The unicorn, like the fairy, has received an excellent Muggle press. In this case, justified. End of footnote. It generally avoids human contact, is more likely to allow a witch to approach it than a wizard, and is so fleet of foot that it is very difficult to capture. Werewolf. Handwritten note. Werewolves aren't all bad. MOM classification XXXXX. Footnote. This classification refers, of course, to the werewolf in its transformed state. When there is no full moon, the werewolf is as harmless as any other human. For a heartrending account of one wizard's battle with lycanthropy, see the classic Hairy Snout, Human Heart by an anonymous author. Wiz Hard Books, 1975. End of footnote. The werewolf is found worldwide, though it is believed to have originated in northern Europe. Humans turn into werewolves only when bitten. There is no known cure, though recent developments in potion making have to a great extent alleviated the worst symptoms. Once a month, at the full moon, the otherwise sane and normal wizard or muggle afflicted transforms into a murderous beast. Almost uniquely among fantastic creatures, the werewolf actively seeks humans in preference to any other kind of prey. Winged Horse. MOM classification XX to XXXX. Winged horses exist worldwide. There are many different breeds, including the Abraxan, immensely powerful giant palominos, the Ethonan, chestnut, popular in Britain and Ireland, the Granian, gray and particularly fast, and the rare Thestral, black, possessed of the power of invisibility and considered unlucky by many wizards. As with the hippogriff, the owner of a winged horse is required to perform a disillusionment charm upon it at regular intervals. See introduction. Yeti, also known as Bigfoot, the abominable snowman. MOM classification XXXX. A native of Tibet, the Yeti is believed to be related to the troll, though no one has yet got close enough to conduct the necessary tests. Up to 15 feet in height, it is covered head to foot in purest white hair. The Yeti devours anything that strays into its path, though it fears fire, and may be repulsed by skilled wizards. Handwritten note.
Chudley Cannons!
About Comic Relief. A note from J.K. Rowling. Comic Relief is one of Britain's most famous and successful charities. Begun in 1985, the organization has raised more than $250 million for such charities as the Red Cross, Oxfam, Sightsavers, the International HIV/AIDS Alliance, and Anti-Slavery International. The Harry Potter books represent a new opportunity in Comic Relief's quest to make a meaningful difference in people's lives. A special Harry's Books Fund has been created where proceeds from the sale of Quidditch Through the Ages and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them will go to support children's causes throughout the world. Every book sold counts. 50 cents will send a child to school for a week and change his or her life forever. Log on to www.comicrelief.com/ Harry's books and see how the money from the purchase of these books is being used to help others. The Harry's Books Fund will support such efforts as the education of children, the fight against child slavery, and the reuniting of parents and children separated by war. The fund will also educate people about the AIDS-HIV epidemic and will support child victims of landmine explosions. What is so wonderful about Comic Relief is that its costs are sponsored. Therefore, it does not take money for its own administration from the money given by the public. This means that, in fact, because of accumulated interest, more than 100% of the money it raises, it passes on to charity projects. I have always had a sneaking desire to write Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them and Quidditch Through the Ages. So when Richard Curtis of Comic Relief wrote to me, I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to help a charity I have always supported. Everyone involved with bringing these books to fruition, the publishers, vendors, and retailers, has enabled the contribution of a substantial proportion of the cover price of these books to Comic Relief's Harry's Books Fund. Thank you for buying this book. J.K. Rowling. End of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them by J.K. Rowling. Initial J, initial K, Rowling. Read by Eric Sandvold in the studios of Talking Book Publishers, Incorporated.